Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. We all have to deal with toxic people in our lives. They can't be entirely avoided, whether they be a boss, parent, or coworker. While nothing is ever ideal and compromise is needed, we need to be clear about how much we're willing to put up with. While toxic people should not be demonized, they obviously need help to change their unhealthy patterns. It's important to distance yourself from them to maintain your own sanity. Engaging with their neurosis will take you down to their levels of thinking and being. In this episode, I describe the key characteristics of 5 types of toxic people who drain your energy, who you should keep an eye out for, and avoid at all costs. 6 types of toxic people who drain your energy. People inspire you or they drain you. Pick them wisely. Hans F. Hansen. I was raised to see the best in others. I was told that everyone is doing the best they can under their circumstances and from their own level of consciousness. This perception has worked well for the most part, but the cracks in my outlook became visible once I grew older and stepped out into the world. I noticed that a lot of my interactions left me feeling drained and offended. Being an empath made it worse because I absorb people's emotions like a sponge. I thought I was being too sensitive and judgmental of others. I felt that nice girls like me should get along and avoid being too opinionated. This was modeled to me by the women in my culture, and therefore felt like the right thing to do. Most toxic behaviors I encountered were from my close relationships with family and friends. This made calling out that type of behavior trickier. It was only after a long period of struggling with my self-worth that I began to realize I don't have to deal with toxic behavior. It was okay for me to build boundaries and even cut ties if I have to. There is no virtue and strength found in tolerating poor treatment from others. We all have to deal with toxic people in our lives. They can't be entirely avoided, whether they be a boss, parent, or coworker we can't stand to collaborate with. While nothing is ever ideal and some degree of compromise is needed, we need to be clear about how much we're willing to put up with. Intuitive healer Carolyn Mace says that there's always some form of energy exchange with everyone we meet, whether that be a casual conversation with the barista at your local Starbucks or a deeper one with your significant other. Mace says that personal power is the currency of the soul, and each individual you deal with either enhances it or depletes it. Letting go of emotional vampires who suck up your energy with their negativity is an act of self-care. Not wanting to engage in complaints, problems, criticisms, and drama shows that you value your mental and emotional well-being and that you have high standards. While toxic people should not be demonized, it's important to distance yourself from them to maintain your own sanity. Help them within reason and then leave them to their own devices. Engaging with their neurosis and corrupted ways will take you down to their levels of thinking and being. Here are the 5 types of toxic people who drain your energy and who you should avoid at all costs. Number one, the control freak. A control freak is someone who needs to have extreme control over everything in their life. These are the classic my way or the highway types of people. They're harder to deal with if they're in a position of power, like bosses, parents, teachers, or heads of government. A control freak is dominating and closed-minded, and can even be aggressive and manipulative. In relationships, they don't like to compromise and care less about the wants and needs of others, and more about their hold on the connection. Number two, the envious or jealous type. The envious type believes they're superior to everyone else. It is often a mask to hide their own insecurity and deep feelings of inadequacy. They tend to be jealous of those who have what they're after: beauty, money, a job position, or an attractive mate. While it's not unusual to feel a little bit of envy once in a while, the envious type demonstrates their feelings in toxic ways, like being competitive, belittling, backstabbing, and sabotaging your success. Number three, the whiner complainer. The whiner complainer always feels like the whole world is against them. They have the Eeyore syndrome, based on the little donkey in Winnie the Pooh, which makes them chronically sad, gloomy, and feeling constantly victimized. They magnify their problems and the faults of others, and seldom want to take positive action to change their circumstances. Their round-the-clock, poor-me attitude is depressing and can suck the life out of you. Number four, the gossiper. For gossipers, this activity is more than an occasional guilty pleasure. It's a way of life. We may have early experiences in school where cliques huddle together to indulge in gossip fests at the expense of others. Adult life also abounds with gossip. The coworker who will talk to you about an hour about an annoying colleague, or the girlfriend who complains about her overzealous in-laws. Gossipers want to know the latest scoop on everyone else, and they thrive on picking those stories apart. Number five, the shallow egocentric. This type tends to believe that the whole world revolves around them and their desires. They have an inflated sense of self-importance and feel entitled. They come across as selfish and unconcerned about how their actions and words affect the people around them. Their shallowness and lack of empathy can leave you feeling invisible and uncared for. Their interests are usually centered on superficial things: glamour, looks, financial success, and status. There's little or no heart. Number six, the self-destructive. You can recognize the self-destructive type by the amount of drama and chaos happening in their lives. They're often caught up in negative ways of thinking and behavioral patterns that make them spiral into failure and hopelessness. They are the drug addicts, alcoholics, codependents, and abusive partners. While it's okay to support and empathize with them, at some point, the endless pity will take a toll on you. Encourage them to seek professional help and then do what you need to do to protect yourself. Protecting yourself from toxic people doesn't make you a bad person. It's a sign of someone with healthy self-esteem and someone who values themselves. It opens the doorway for those who can bring the best out of you and elevate you to higher states of being. Your enhanced energy can be channeled into passions and causes that make the world a better place. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.